A collaboration between two Gibson's artists with unique perspectives on dementia has produced a collection of paintings that explore how the condition changes memory and sensation. Acrylics and mixed media works by Deborah Willis and Alan O'Meara offer unflinching insights into states of altered perception that accompany the progression of dementia. Their joint exhibition is on display at the Gibson's Public Market until May 6. I realized that not only myself but a lot of my cohorts really didn't understand the disease, said Willis, who is a retired nurse. She has a friend with dementia with whom communication was becoming difficult. The situation prompted her to do independent research, which led to a surprising discovery. The thing that really struck me is the sensory changes, she explained. As dementia advances in people, their taste and hearing and vision and smell and touch can be altered, making it more difficult for them to navigate their environment. Willis's abstracts like the touch of your hand feature Picasso-like deconstructions of human physiognomy while emphasizing sensory contact. An outstretched arm still bears a bracelet and a wedding ring, tokens of personal significance. A series of stylized photographic collages by Willis document the impact of sensory changes, with facial features occluded by inky smears. Through his career as a recreational therapist, O'Meara has supported people with dementia and witnessed their dramatic reactions to animals or children. A pet or a baby will come in and they will just light up, he said. And then with music, even if they can hardly move at all and are in later stages of Alzheimer's dementia, it's incredible to see them start singing or tapping their fingers. O'Meara's collection of mixed media works include pieces with scraps of music manuscript lightly embraced by flowing arcs. Through his work in laughter yoga and recreational therapy, clients and their families presented him with pieces of sheet music. I feel like I'm channeling them, said O'Meara, who searched for years for a way to memorialize the music's donors. The two artists combined their efforts on a number of pieces, like Music Man and Touch Therapy. Bright palettes and motion-filled whorls in the vignettes suggest fleeting moments of connection. We've got to remember that that person with dementia can still experience moments of joy, said Willis. It's not all doom and gloom, emphasized O'Meara. If the patient or the resident or the client is in the beginning stages, it can be difficult. But there are highlights. For me personally, working with people with Alzheimer's and dementia, they have taught me about a lot of living in the moment. The artists will hold a reception at the Gibson's Public Market on April 18 from 2 to 4 p.m. The event will include resources about Sunshine Coast support and networks for people with dementia. Seeing Past Lives. The Sunshine Coast Film Society will screen the film Past Lives on Monday, March 25 at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse, 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, April 6 at 2 p.m. at the Raven's Cry Theater in Seashelt. The movie is in Korean with English subtitles. The critically acclaimed film is a winner of multiple awards and two Oscar nominations. Its story follows Na Young and Hae Sung, two deeply connected childhood friends who are wrested apart when Na Young's family emigrates from South Korea to Canada, and then New York. 20 years later, the two are reunited for a fateful week during which they confront notions of love and destiny. Inspired by an event in her own life, this is Korean-Canadian playwright and filmmaker Celine Song's first feature film. Film Society membership is required for admission, ages 18+. Book memberships and tickets in advance online, www.scfs.ca, or with cash only at the door. Quilters will patch things up. The Sunshine Coast Quilters Guild will hold its monthly meeting on March 23 at the Seashelt Seniors Activity Center at 5604 Trail Avenue. Doors open at 9:30 for a mini-workshop and a business meeting. At noon, speakers Yushi Greiner and Kathleen Parton will present a trunk show. Admission for non-members is $10. More information is available by browsing to www.scqguild.com.